Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court, Sarah Luger for the appellant, Victor Barringer. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal.
5 minutes, yes, ma'am.
The standard review for this case, first off, I'd like to start off with saying that we rely on our brief. I think it's pretty clear. But the standard review is for statutory construction, which it seems like everyone is in agreement is what this case is about, is de novo.
Well, if we agreed with your with the position you've set forth in the brief, how do we ever have the, is there any way to keep the shoulders clear for emergency vehicles?
Well, I think actually the appellee makes a good argument about statute 46.2, I think 841, which sounds as if it, and I couldn't find what the penalty is for that, but it, in their brief when they argued it said it was a lesser penalty, so my guess is it's akin to an infraction. So, yes, you just have to charge them under the right statute, and likewise, there is a general reckless driving statute, so if they were a officer were to see something that they deemed reckless, they could charge it under a general reckless driving, but the statute that they've charged it on is simply incorrect.
You got to drive up in Northern Virginia, they're posted all over the place about driving on the shoulder. I think it's like $500 if they catch you over there when you're not supposed to be there.
But. Right, and I'm sure it's a civil charge if it's cited under 46.2-841. Our perspective here is that the statute is a definitive, finite, clear.
What would you say, ma'am, is the purpose of the statute? I think whenever we get into these situations where a statute is arguably vague or ambiguous, whatever, you just heard another argument about ambiguity and vagueness, is that we try to make sense out of everything that's going on. What do you think the legislature's intent was?
Well, and that's why I love the Attorney General opinion in the Joint Appendix, page 7 through 8. First off, they state that it's clear, language is unambiguous, and that it's for the purpose of when we have two-lane highways going two different, or roadways, we should say, going opposite directions, that you're not passing on oncoming traffic when there's two vehicles abreast because of the danger that it can cause. I mean, I just know, being from Ohio, we have a lot of two-lane highways, and it's extraordinarily dangerous, and I've always been told it's like the most dangerous roads. So that's the way I interpret it and what the reason, and it seems like it's backed up by the Attorney General's opinion from 2010, where they deconstruct the statute.
But you would agree, as Judge Atlee said, that the purpose of the statute, the purpose of shoulders generally, unless you're in Northern Virginia dealing with traffic and getting charged $40 for driving 10 miles, is to make sure that traffic is accessible to emergency vehicles. That's usually what the shoulder's for, state troopers, ambulance, emergency or fire trucks, emergency vehicles that are trying to get to a circumstance. And if we have people legally, as you would say, bailing out to the shoulder, isn't that creating a problem that the statute was never intended to create?
I wouldn't necessarily say legally. I mean, that's where I think 46.2-841 comes in. But you can't. The appellee's argument, the first one where they say that, you know, you have to, if a statute's broad, then you bring in other statutes to clarify. Well, first off, the statute's not broad, it's very specific. But basically what they're trying to say is, well, you can bring or amalgamate 841 into 856 statute. And you can't do that under a penal statute, for one. We have Sixth Amendment procedural due process that doesn't allow for it. So you've got to cite people for the right statute, and they didn't do that. I'm not up here contending that it's a legal action, but that's not what's before the court. What's before the court is whether or not they charged him and gave him procedural due process as to what he was charged with and what they convicted him for. And they convicted him for passing two vehicles abreast on a highway when a shoulder is considered a highway under 46.2-100. Shoulder.
I thought that a highway was limited to those areas open for vehicular travel.
No, that's a roadway. So roadway is regular public use traffic. Highway is inclusive of a shoulder, roadway is exclusive of a shoulder, and the statute is except on highways having separate roadways of three or more. So a shoulder is defined anything with regular traffic to the curb line or ditch. So, and they, you know, the citation and also in the written statement of facts shows that we're all in agreement that this is a shoulder and it falls under the definition of highway, and under this statute he was driving on the highway legally, and he's not in violation of this statute, and that's our position on it. If there's no more questions, I would just like to briefly respond to the appellee's brief in terms of the approbate and reprobate, and saying that my position is a conflation of two different arguments. First off, the circuit court said it was off-road driving, which I don't know how they even found that based on the fact that their officer said that it was emergency shoulder, which is defined as part of a highway. And then based on us trying to respond to that via the brief or at the court itself, circuit court, meant that we didn't sufficiently preserve our argument. And I like to just say it's simply not true. We relied solely on the statute and this exception that's clearly been preserved in the record, and likewise clearly illustrated by the Attorney General opinion that we submitted, illustrating that we're arguing that the exception applies. So with that, I'll leave you if you don't have any other questions.
All right. We will reserve the balance for your rebuttal if need be.
Thank you.
Ms. Gamble?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. Lauren Campbell on behalf of the Commonwealth. It's undisputed in this case the defendant was driving on a shoulder, on an emergency shoulder, when there was stopped traffic because of an accident, that in order to do that, he passed multiple lanes of traffic going in the same direction as him. So it's undisputed that he obviously violated the first portion of the statute. The only issue in front of this court today is whether or not he would fall under the exception in the statute. And the trial court found that he did not fall under the exception in the statute because he was driving on the emergency shoulder.
What's the purpose of 841, subsection B, if 856 is found to be appropriate here?
Well, Your Honor, that criminalizes, that does criminalize driving on the shoulder. Just because two statutes could criminalize the same conduct doesn't mean that only one can apply. Commonwealth would submit that two statutes can apply to the same criminal conduct. However, the Commonwealth has the discretion to decide which statute the Commonwealth wants to proceed under. And in this case, the Commonwealth proceeded under 46.2856 because the exception did not apply to Barringer, because the exception could not apply to already unlawful conduct. And the exception reads that except on highways having separate roadways of three or more lanes of travel. The Commonwealth agrees that highways does include the shoulders, and roadways is just the lanes of travel. However, this exception only applies because except on highways having separate roadways of three or more lanes of travel, it contemplates lawful driving on the roadway. The purpose of the statute is to prohibit and prevent dangerous passing, which is exactly what the Attorney General's opinion does explain, and the Attorney General's opinion, as the defendant cites, does talk about the most probably commonly used method of this statute is that on lanes you with two, for example, with lanes of two ways going, roadways going each direction, we don't want people passing because that's very dangerous. Well, in Barringer's case, we also don't want people passing on these massive highways with three lanes of traffic traveling in one direction and going onto the shoulder and prohibiting emergency vehicles from traveling on that shoulder as well. What Barringer was engaging in was reckless behavior that is prohibited by this statute. Yes, it may also have been prohibited by another statute, which is why the statutes need to be read together, and this court needs to harmonize the statutes.
But do they need to be read together when one statute very clearly and specifically refers to that behavior? why then move to another statute if there's one that criminalizes that very specific behavior?
I think, Your Honor, my answer...
Unless it's to be... Well, I hate to be the guy that's parroting the word ambiguous too much today, but unless the position is that 856 is ambiguous in some form or fashion.
Your Honor, I do not believe that 856 is ambiguous. The point the Commonwealth is making is that 856, the exception is clear. You must be driving on a highway with three or more lanes of traffic or roadways. That exception can't apply to behavior that is already unlawful. That's the Commonwealth's position. When looking at the criminal code as a whole, you can't say that. I think it would just go against the clear intent of the statute and what its the purpose is if you say, well, yes, what he was doing is illegal, very unsafe, completely reckless, but we're going to find it's within the exception because he's on a three-lane highway. But that is not what that exception is contemplating. That exception is contemplating a safe way to pass on a three-lane highway on a road, presumably on the third lane of the roadway, because that is a safe way to pass. That is what that exception in the Commonwealth's position plainly contemplates, and because traveling on the shoulder is illegal. I hope that answered your Honor's question. So again, the Commonwealth would just point out that, as the Attorney General opinion states, the purpose of the statute is to prohibit unsafe passing. The defendant in this case was unlawfully driving on the highway on the shoulder at the time. The trial court found that is why the exception does not apply to him. He was illegally and recklessly driving on that emergency shoulder. Therefore, 18.2856 should apply to him because his unlawful behavior should not be read into the exception of the statute. We would argue it would be an absurd result if Barringer's unlawful behavior was allowed to be an exception to the statute. And unless the court has any further questions, I would rely on my brief.
Very well, thank you. Ms. Luke.
Your Honor, we just will stand by the point that, you know, in when there's penal statutes that someone's charged with, they have to have notice of the crime and before which they face, and they need to have notice. So when they're saying that this is not the intent, that it has to be all lawful passing, well, that's not what the statute says. And the exception in the statute applies to Mr. Barringer's behavior. Now, if it could have been regulated by other statutes, that's for the officer to charge. And yes, the Commonwealth has discretion as to what they charge. They charge the wrong thing here, and they can't say, well, all unlawful behavior is contemplated by the statute. Well, there's lots of statutes that contemplate unlawful behavior, and the defendant is entitled to being on notice as to what conduct they're purportedly being charged with unlawfully doing. And in this case, they didn't charge him with a statute where he was acting unlawful in accord with that statute. So that's our position on it. And unless the court has any other questions, we ask for the charge to be dismissed and reversed.
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will step down and greet counsel, and thereafter the court will stand adjourned.